CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
The shadow of crisis has passed, and the state of the union is strong.
But President Obama sees room for improvement, and later today he'll try to build support for his ideas, beginning a two-day swing through Idaho and Kansas. He'll promote some of the key proposals he outlined in his State of the Union address last night. Right at the top of the list is raising taxes on the wealthy to help the middle class.
We need a tax code that truly helps working Americans trying to get a leg up in the new economy, and we can achieve that together.
Even before he spoke last night, Republicans had rejected much of what the president called for. Still, CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us there could be room for compromise.
I think you'll see at least the beginnings of an effort to work on tax reform. The president talked about it a lot in his speech. Republicans talk about it all the time. Everyone agrees that the tax code is broken and outdated.
A cardiac surgeon wounded in a Boston hospital shooting yesterday has died. Police Commissioner William Evans says the gunman who killed Dr. Michael Davidson also took his online.
He was targeted. Something in the past upset this guy to come in looking for this particular doctor.
The Boston Herald reports that Davidson had operated on Stephen Passeri's mother, who died a few months ago. Overseas, Yemen's pro-American government appears to be teetering on the brink. CBS's Vicky Barker is live with the latest from the foreign desk.
The government has closed key air, sea, and land crossings into the crucial southern port city of Aden. The president is still in power, just. Rebel Shiite fighters occupy much of the capital, Sana'a, including state television. And their leader has made a speech accusing the Sunni-led government of corruption and of encouraging the spread of al-Qaeda. The rebels say they want the power-sharing government they were promised. Opponents say they really want independence for North Yemen. Frank?
France has charged four alleged accomplices of the terrorist who killed five people earlier this month. CBS's Elaine Cobb has that.
The four men are believed to have provided and stored weapons and materials for Amedi Coulibaly, the man who killed a policewoman and four hostages at a kosher supermarket. Three were already known to police, but none for terrorist activities.
There was a terrorist attack overnight in Israel.
Ambulances raced to the scene after a Palestinian stabbed nine people on a bus in Tel Aviv. Police say several Israelis were seriously wounded. Officers chased the assailant. He was shot and arrested. The incident is the latest in a wave of Palestinian lone wolf attacks over the past few months.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Cancer-causing benzene's been found in the water supply in Glendive, Montana. The town's downstream from a big oil spill into the Yellowstone River. Mayor Jerry Jimison says drinking water is being delivered by the truckload.
We hope to supply the residents with 10,000 gallons a day of bottled water for drinking and cooking purposes.
S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Does a presentation with high-quality paper give you goosebumps? When you hear LaserJet printers printing, does it sound like a pastoral symphony? If so, you might be gear-centric, someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality printing gear you need. Right now, get a 10-ream case of paper for only $24.99 and save even more in rewards. Office Depot and Office Max, gear up for great. Limit 2, offer ends 1/24.
Housing discrimination is on the docket at the Supreme Court. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto has the story.
The Supreme Court today examines a case of critical importance to the civil rights community. At issue, whether suits can be filed over housing policies and practices that unintentionally have a disparate impact on minorities. Mortgage lenders argue the 47-year-old Fair Housing Act has been misinterpreted and that they've been forced to pay substantial settlements as a result. They want the justices to say that intentional discrimination must be shown for a suit to be successful.
In Centennial, Colorado, this will be the first full day of jury selection for the trial of James Holmes in the movie massacre that left 12 people dead and dozens more wounded. Because of all the publicity surrounding the shooting more than 2 years ago, picking an unbiased jury could take months. Company officials say five workers are among the dozens of people infected in a measles outbreak traced to Disneyland and a second Disney theme park in Anaheim, California. Frank Sedapani, CBS News.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior scratch, water, dust, glare, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. And Crizal has an ESPF of 25 to protect your eyes from the damaging rays of the sun. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
This morning on WCHL, UNC has submitted a response to its regional accrediting body following concerns raised during the independent investigation into academic irregularities at the university. Survival rates for those infected with HIV in the South are the lowest across the nation. And a news report shows low-income workers here in North Carolina are bearing a disproportionately high tax burden compared to top wage earners. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning. Carolina men's basketball team will aim for its fourth ACC win in a row tonight against the Demon Deacons. And
the Tar Heels hired Gene Chizik because they could afford him.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL in the beginning of what should be a pretty nice day. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we look for partly sunny skies today. A chance of sprinkles this morning. Our high today in the upper 50s, and otherwise a pretty nice day. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but nice nonetheless. The University of North Carolina has submitted a response to its regional accrediting body following concerns raised during the independent investigation into academic irregularities at UNC. Dr. Bill Whelan is president of the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges.
They submitted the report to us. We're in the process of reviewing it to make sure that we don't need any additional information, and we will forward it to the board for its review at its June meeting.
Dr. Whelan says that a decision would be made public as that board meeting wraps up.
They'll make some kind of decision, whether it's to defer it, whether it's to ask for additional information, whether it's to put them on warning or probation or drop them from membership, but there will be some action taken on it.
The board meeting will be held June 8th through 11th. SACS, as it's called, requested information from UNC back in November of last year regarding compliance with various accreditation standards, and the university submitted its report detailing how they're dealing with the issues that were raised in the Weinstein Report on January 12th. UNC is a founding member of SACS and completed a review with the organization in June of last year before new information came to light during the independent investigation. You can view the 200-plus page report submitted by UNC through a link at WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. A new report shows low-income workers in North Carolina are bearing a disproportionately high tax burden compared to top wage earners. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The poorest 20% of North Carolina earners pay more than 40% more in taxes as a share of their income than the richest 1%. That's according to the recent Who Pays study released by the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy and the Budget and Tax Center, a project of the North Carolina Justice Center. The study finds that North Carolinians earning less than $18,000 a year pay 9.2% of their income in taxes, compared to 5.3% for those earning more than $376,000 a year. ITEP ranks North Carolina as the 31st most unfair state for tax policy. Cedric Johnson, a public policy analyst with the Budget and Tax Center, told WCHL that tax policies in North Carolina are basically upside down. That's because North Carolina relies a lot on sales tax to raise revenue, and a flat personal income tax isn't levied on the basis of the ability to pay.
When looking at that 31st ranking, one could rest on the laurels and say, yeah, well, we're towards the middle. But when you look at how that actually plays out into the lives and the pocketbooks of North Carolinians, you know, one has to be concerned with the reality that we have a tax system here in the state that's asking those with the least to contribute a larger share of their income towards public investments that we all depend on and value here in the state.
Representative Verla Insko, a Democrat who represents the 56th District in the North Carolina General Assembly, said that a lot of top earners may not even be aware of this huge disparity, since they already do pay a lot in taxes as top earners.
Poor people are paying for our police and for our inspection of our restaurants and all kinds of things that are part of just ordinary government. We have to have that conversation at some point about what's a fair way to support essential government services.
ITEP predicts that if North Carolina and many other states continue down this road, it will make it harder and harder to raise revenues. The study recommends relief for lower-income taxpayers, such as the Earned Income Tax Credit, Renter's Credit, and a Child Tax Credit. You can read more about this on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment. There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Hey, Vapor Girl, we've all heard about vaping. What is it?
Vaping is the solution that many people have been looking for. It lets people have controlled amounts of nicotine without smoking cigarettes.
So, no smoke?
No lighters, no matches, no cigarette butts, no cigarette stink.
Wow, that does sound a lot better than smoking. Where can people learn more?
The best way to learn more is to stop by one of our beautiful stores. We're located in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsboro.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers. Thevaporgirl.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. Survival rates for those infected with HIV here in the South are the lowest across the nation. WCHL's Blake Hodge has the details on a new study.
Nine southern states, including North Carolina, are hit disproportionately hard by HIV and AIDS, according to new research out of Duke University. The study found that 15% of those diagnosed with HIV and 27% of those diagnosed with AIDS had died within 5 years of their diagnosis, based on numbers from 2003 and 2004. Lee Storrow is the executive director of the North Carolina AIDS Action Network, and he says that the disease has grown beyond its initial profile of mainly affecting young to middle-aged white gay men.
Unfortunately, we have really seen this disease evolve over the last 20 years and are seeing a new focus and new outbreaks amongst poorer residents of this country and a concentration of new epidemics in the South.
Storrow adds that many factors play into the increased HIV rates and the lower survival rate associated with the disease, particularly in our region.
When you look at poverty rates in the Deep South, when you look at lower levels of education, and you look at the social stigma associated with being gay and having HIV, I think all of those are factors that are contributing to increased rates of HIV in the South and increased death rates.
Storrow says that the stigma associated with the disease is a major obstacle in battling its treatment.
For folks who are not identified as gay or aren't men who are sleeping with men, there's definitely a stigma sometimes in certain communities associated with being HIV positive because there's an assumption that that means that you're gay.
He says that while sexual contact is the main form of transmission, the disease can also be passed by carry needles, among other avenues. Unfortunately, Storo says that our social environment can be deadly for those who are HIV positive.
That stigma is something that means that people don't share their medical conditions, they don't receive testing, and there's a number of people who have received testing and might know that they're HIV positive, but aren't actually in care to receive the treatment that they need.
He adds that battling the stigma is difficult on several layers, including not being able to legislate against a social stigma as you can with other more overt obstacles. Of what can be controlled, access is a major theme for treatment, according to Storo.
One thing we know is that if you have access to housing, to stable, consistent, safe housing, your ability to access medical care significantly increases.
And access to steady, affordable medical care can then translate to more effective treatment of the disease. Storo says that the biggest way state legislators can help in the fight against HIV is by expanding Medicaid to assist those in need of medical attention. He adds that it will take teamwork between lawmakers, everyone in our community, and beyond to fight back against HIV and AIDS. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Two former Carborough mayors urged the Board of Aldermen to support a proposal to build the four-story building downtown for the Arts Center and Kid Zoo in a deal that will include a second hotel at 300 East Main Street. We'll have that story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. In this sad note this morning, Chapel Hill business legend Milton Julian passed away on Saturday. He was 96 years old. Julian graduated from Carolina in 1941 and served in World War II before coming back home and opening Milton's Clothing Cupboard on West Franklin Street in 1948, one of several stores operated by the famous Julian family. Milton's eventually expanded to six locations across the Southeast. And in 2013, Milton Julian was named a town treasure by the Chapel Hill Historical Society. Milton Julian is survived by six of his seven children, as well as 10 grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Our condolences to friends and family of Milton Julian. And in news around town this morning, more restaurants are coming to downtown Chapel Hill and Carborough, and more restaurants are closing their doors as well. The Orange County Visitors Bureau reports that Monterey Mexican Restaurant in Chapel Hill will be opening a second location in Carborough at Carborough Plaza on 54 West. Meanwhile, there are three new eateries still in the works at the 300 East Main Street development on the other end of Carborough. Tom Chi, the Shop Bar and Meatball Kitchen, and Calavetta Empanada and Tequila Bar, plus a new brewery yesteryear's, also in the 300 East Main Street development in the old Fleet Feet spot. Meanwhile, in Chapel Hill, Mediterranean Deli owner Jamil Kadura has expanded, opening a Mediterranean market right next door in the space that was occupied by Time After Time. The market opened on January 2nd, but as new places move in, others move out. The Caribou Coffee on Franklin Street downtown just shut its doors after 18 years in business there, as did Top This. Roast beef, burgers, and more just down the street at 161 East Franklin Street. You can read all of our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. 618, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. And let me just tell you, not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning, but no obstructions, no problems that we know about, and everything moving along fairly smoothly. If you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom. As usual, 919-967-8363. Talk to Nikki Morris. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center, Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Remember, that is a week from tomorrow at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. It is time now to turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You know, it really feels good out there this morning. It's 42 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We look for partly sunny skies today. Chance of sprinkles this morning. Just a chance. Our high temperature today in the upper 50s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with the lows in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 50. Not bad weather. Kind of mild temperatures here in the middle of the week. 619. WCHL with Championship Sports. We'll start talking about Carolina men's basketball. Number 15-ranked North Carolina men's team is 14-4 on the season, 4-1 in conference play. Tar Heels will aim for their fourth ACC win tonight in a game at Joel Coliseum. Sort of a tough place to play, usually. They'll take on Wake Forest there. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
The Tar Heel Road Warriors will be searching for a 3-0 start in ACC enemy territory for the first time since the 2007-2008 season. That year, Carolina burst out to an 8-0 league road record. UNC head coach Roy Williams' teams have historically been strong in hostile environments, sporting a 60-32 ACC road record in 12 seasons under the Hall of Famer. But for the Carolina skipper, there's a lot to work on with this year's squad. For starters, Coach Williams says the Tar Heels need to play more consistent defensively and make better use of their size advantage to get to the foul line with physical play in the paint.
We've got to get a heck of a lot better on the defensive end of the floor. We knew they were going to shoot a lot of threes. They shoot 29, but we shoot 16, shoot 13 in the first half. If you look at the stat sheet in the first half, we shoot 13 threes. And we could shoot zero free throws, and that's not the way a North Carolina team is supposed to play.
In an encouraging sign for Carolina, the freshmen appear to be making strides. Freshman Justin Jackson led UNC in scoring with 16 points last time out, but Jackson says the Tar Heels need to do a better job dictating the pace, which in signature Roy Williams style means turning the game into a track meet.
We love to run. We have so many athletic guys that can get out on wings and run. And whenever we have to just score in the half court and get slowed down, it definitely can kind of get to you.
UNC will need to keep an eye on Wake Forest junior big man Devin Thomas, who's averaging 12.9 points and 9.7 rebounds per game. The battle on the board should be something to watch for in this contest. The Deacons can hold their own in the rebounding department, ranking 15th in the nation, while the Tar Heels check in at number 2 with 44.3 rebounds per contest. But the team's energy level is what sophomore forward Isaiah Hicks is choosing to focus on, if nothing else, because the coaching staff gets pretty angry with any sort of lethargy.
It took us a while to get into it. I know that's what really pisses the coaches off. We struggled with last year, coming out with energies, like playing from the beginning. You know, that's something that we have to do every game, no matter what.
The Deacs should be rested and raring to go with over a week of practice time since their last call to action, a heartbreaking overtime loss at Syracuse. On the other hand, the Tar Heels should be motivated to produce a much cleaner performance following a sloppy turnover-filled battle with Virginia Tech that had Coach Williams none too pleased.
I don't think we're a stupid team, but every team plays stupid sometimes.
UNC leads the all-time series with Wake Forest 156-66, but the Demon Deacons surprised the Tar Heels just last year with a 73-67 victory in the comfy confines of Joel Coliseum, always a tricky place to play. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
WCHL Championship Sports Time is 6:23. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we'll be talking about Carolina basketball game tonight with Steve Kirshner and of UNC Athletics. And also next hour, Art Chansky has a few things to say about the hiring of Gene Chizik at Carolina. It is 6:24. Good morning.
Hannah Ruth presents Love is in the Air Sweetheart Ball for all seniors ages 60 and up. The semi-formal event is on Friday, February 6th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Both singles and couples are encouraged to attend. Join us for a night of food, fun, and dancing. For more information, email hannahruthfoundation@gmail.com or call 919-260-4555. Thank you, WCHL, for supporting local nonprofits
all day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports,
traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Coming up in just a few minutes, Alan Colton has today's commentary on WCHL. We also have, in just a few, Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz, Celebrity Birthdays, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero. It's 625.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Last night, President Obama had a lot to say in his State of the Union address about the economy.
It has been and still is a hard time for many. But tonight, we turn the page. The shadow of crisis has passed, and the State of the Union is strong.
And so did the Republicans, who now control both houses of Congress for the first time in his presidency. The story after this. When you have to go to the post office, it's anything but convenient. So why not get postage right from your own desk? Just do what I do and use Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you never have to pay full price for postage again because you'll get special postage discounts that you can't get at the post office, including first class, priority mail, express, international, and more. And Stamps.com is so easy to use. All you need is your computer and printer. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package, and then hand your mail to the mailman or drop it in a mailbox. It's no wonder more than 500,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. Take it from me. Try it today, and you'll see. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer since you listened to the Osgood File. It's a no-risk trial with a $110 bonus that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. So don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's Stamps.com, and enter Osgood. President Obama said the recent gains in the economy need to be built upon.
Let's do more to restore the link between hard work and growing opportunity for every American.
And he insisted that his proposals, from spending to taxes, would achieve that.
This country does best when everyone gets their fair shot. Everyone does their fair share. Everyone plays by the same set of rules.
If what Mr. Obama said sounds familiar, it sure did to the Republicans who control Congress.
The new Republican Congress also understands how difficult these past 6 years have been.
Iowa's new Senator Joni Ernst gave the Republican response.
Congress is back to work on your behalf, ready to make Washington focus on your concerns again. And with a little cooperation from the president, we can get Washington working again.
Will the president and the Congress, Democrats and Republicans alike, find any common ground? Says Professor Larry Sabato, political analyst at the University of Virginia.
President Obama and the Republicans in Congress are living in two different universes, two different dimensions. They just don't see things the same way, and actually that reflects the partisanship in the country as a whole.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
The year-end carryover sales event is happening now at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. If you think you missed the awesome year-end sales incentives when the clock struck midnight on December 31st, you're in luck. The year-end event continues through January only at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. During the year-end carryover sales event, leases start at $209 per month, such as a 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $209 per month. That's right. New Subaru leases start at $209 per month at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. We also have finance rates as low as 0.9% on select models. Listen to what Matt had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Ferboni and his sales manager, Anna Latta, and they were very easy to work with, low pressure, and gave me a great deal on the car I purchased.
Now that's a wow. Visit PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
E5515 FJF11, 42-month lease with 10K miles per year, based on MSRP of $23,504 and selling price of $22,299 with $2,528 due assignment. Includes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. $0 security deposit. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
The brokers at Weaver Street Realty, Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight, are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
You may know that Paws Forever rescues homeless dogs and cats in our community, but did you also know that Paws Forever commits to their animals for the rest of their lives? Some animals live at Paws Forever for just a short time, and others for years. Like Gypsy, a sweet but very shy cat who was at Paws Forever 5 years. She is now thriving in her new home. Please consider offering your support to the long-term work of Paws Forever. Learn more and donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for your support.
Good morning, 6:13, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. And it looks pretty good today, 43 degrees. We'll have partly sunny skies. There is a small chance of sprinkles this morning. Our high temperature today in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 35. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of about 50 degrees. Let's look ahead just a little bit. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. And then on Friday, a mostly cloudy day. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon on Friday. And the high in the low 40. So kind of moderate temperatures all week long. And a small chance of rain coming up this morning, but not much to worry about. It's at 43 degrees right now. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. Talk to him about whatever your needs are concerning jewelry. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, and they're right next to Whole Foods.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Here's an update. I'm Dave Barrett. In the State of the Union address, President Obama said here's what should not happen.
We can't put the security of families at risk by taking away their health insurance or unraveling the new rules on Wall Street.
And he told lawmakers on Capitol Hill,
if a bill comes to my desk that tries to do any of these things, I will veto it. It will have earned my veto.
What Mr. Obama did want were child care credits, free community college, and tax hikes for the top 1% of earners. Republicans want the president to lower tax rates and simplify the tax code. Afterwards, Florida Congressman Republican Kurt Clawson had the Tea Party response.
President Obama just presented his proposals for America. Pretty much the same rhetoric we've heard for the past 6 years.
Clawson pressed for health care changes.
We've got to replace Obamacare with a fair, patient-focused, market-based system, and no one should lose their health care.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
43 degrees, 632, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. A couple of former Carborough mayors have weighed in, urging the Board of Aldermen to support a proposal to build a four-story building downtown for the Arts Center and Kid Zoo in a deal that would include a second hotel at 300 East Main Street. There's been a lot of conversation in Carborough about this proposal. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Former Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, now the Orange County Register of Deeds, said he had been watching the public hearing at home before rushing over to Town Hall to speak just before the end of tonight's public hearing.
I've heard a lot of great questions raised tonight about this project, and I think there are questions that the folks who are proponents of the project need to address. But I also think that this is a really significant opportunity for downtown Carborough, and that opportunities like this, while they will come again, there will be another time down the road when we'll have an opportunity to consider a major new art center, that they don't come very often.
The partnership of nonprofits, the Art Center, and Kudzu Children's Museum is asking the town to construct a four-story, 55,000-square-foot Arts and Innovation Center at the corner of Main and Roberson Streets on a former parking lot across from the Armadillo Grill. The estimated cost of the project is $13 million. Here's architect Phil Shostak, who serves on the board of the Carborough Arts Center.
We want to raise $7.5 million and gift it to the town in order to build this building. And we would do that before anything else happens, before the town spends any money. And then we were asking the town and other public entities that may be involved to contribute the other $7.5 million over the next 25 years.
In return for Main Street Properties donating the land to the town, the Art Center would swap its building at 300 East Main, allowing the Hampton Inn to build a second hotel there. The proposal has stirred a lot of public interest, so much so that people were spilling out into the hallway in the media room of Town Hall on Tuesday night. 60 people signed up to speak, and many of those didn't get a chance. Some speakers were enthusiastic about the plan. Here's Betsy Bertram, General Manager of Townsend Bertram & Company Adventure Outfitters.
I can't think of anything better for Carrboro's future. As a young person living in Carrboro, I often drive over to Durham for shows, for classes, for cultural opportunities, and I want to be able to stay right here in Carrboro.
Others were opposed outright. They said that the town should make affordable housing or infrastructure issues a higher priority. Some said the project would change the very nature of Carrboro that made them want to settle there in the first place. Several speakers said they wanted the proposed 16-month deadline for a decision extended for the sake of further study. Here's Brad Bonneville, owner of Bonneville Electric.
I think that we need to proceed with caution. This is a risky venture.
Part of the risk that made some speakers uneasy was the promise of tax revenue generated by the new hotel to help fund the center, thus eliminating the need for any new burden to Carrboro taxpayers. And there were a lot of concerns expressed about parking. Nathan Million, manager of Carmel Mall, is no stranger to controversy regarding the subject of Carrboro parking. He offered this opinion on Tuesday night.
Any consideration of this project should be put on hold until after the completion of the proposed parking study.
Former Carrboro Mayor Ellie Kinnaird, who more recently retired from her subsequent job as a state senator, shot down parking concerns in her full-throated endorsement of the project. She said there's plenty of parking in the parking garage at Hampton Inn and that the new hotel will provide even more. She also had an answer for those who questioned the occupancy rate of the existing hotel in the context of whether the town could support another one.
The Hampton Inn is 95% occupancy, and whenever I go in there, I ask them how they're doing, and they are flourishing.
There was some strong support expressed for Frank Heath, owner of the legendary music club, The Cat's Cradle, a fixture at 300 East Main for several years. Here's Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorson, a former Carrboro alderperson.
The Cat's Cradle, as you know, has brought in the time it's been in Carrboro, hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax revenue. It has also made an immeasurable impact on other businesses in the community. Ask any restaurant or bar owner about what happens to their revenues when there's a good show at the Cradle. The Cradle has become, through its national reputation, as I said, identified as the soul of Carrboro.
Some speakers said they wanted assurances that the club would be protected from getting squeezed out. Heath was there for part of the meeting but didn't sign up to speak. Alderperson Randy Haven O'Donnell says she hopes that Heath shares his views on the CAIC proposal when the hearing is continued on February 3rd. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The long session of the North Carolina legislature is preparing to start working after being sworn in officially last week. Yesterday, WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Greg Meyer, who's beginning his first full term representing District 50, which includes much of Orange County, in the North Carolina House.
Joining us right now, though, is State Representative Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill, just ahead of the North Carolina General Assembly heading into session. So thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So tell us about your expectations for this coming session of the General Assembly. You're a Democrat. You're in very much the minority. What do you expect to see coming into the GA this year?
In the big picture, we're going to see more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's not going to be a significant change in the direction of the legislature because there wasn't a significant change in the makeup of the legislature. The Senate has the upper hand right now with veteran leadership and established priorities. And Senator Phil Berger has said since the election, probably several times, he said that we take the election as a referendum on our job, and people think we're doing a good job, and we're going to keep going down that path.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at, and there's a whole bunch of different possible issues that the GA could be dealing with this year, and I just jotted down a list of, have this list in front of me, budget, Medicaid, teachers, schools, voting, redistricting, and I've got this list of the Civitas Association's top five legislative priorities, which are denying expansion of Medicaid, cutting the state budget by a little bit, school choice, fighting EPA rules, and additional voting restrictions, proof of citizenship to register. And there are others that we could list as possible priorities for the GA this year. What do you expect to be the first things that the GA deals with?
Well, there probably will be, given the history of the last few years, there'll probably be a couple things right out of the box that'll be conservative initiatives that they'll try and just move quickly on. I don't know what those are going to be. But I would say that in the bigger picture, the beginning of the legislative session is going to be all about revenues.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is talking about things that they want to spend money on. But after last year's budget closed out, we knew pretty quickly that we'd be in a hole coming into this year's budget. So we're already $200 million in the hole. And the question will be, do we have to figure out a way to close that? Or are we going to continue to reduce tax burdens, which you know, certainly the stated goal of the Senate has been to eliminate the personal income tax. Mm-hmm. And there's not really a clear plan on how to make up for that revenue to be able to spend on things like teacher pay raises.
Is there any talk at all amongst people in the GA and really Republicans in particular, because Democrats have been talking about this throughout, but sort of the argument that has been taking place between Democrats and Republicans is how to balance the budget. Is it a balanced approach where you increase revenue and decrease spending, or focus on the revenue side, or just straight up decrease spending and either cut revenue or leave revenue flat? Is there any movement at all on the part of Republicans about ways to increase revenue, even if it's not tax related?
There are some pragmatic Republicans, particularly in the House, who are really interested in trying to think about economic development. Mm-hmm. And are serious about making sure that the state maintains its obligations to things like public schools. But they know that even those pragmatic Republicans know that they have a battle within their party, and certainly a battle across chambers, because the Senate hasn't been too kindly to those things. So there's a lot of talk right now, for instance, about economic development incentives, about the funds that we use to draw in large businesses, which might help increase our tax base, mm-hmm. Those types of things. But there's not a huge willingness to go very far down that path. And then there's very few ideas of ways to increase revenues besides raising the sales tax. And I just don't see how the numbers add up if you want to decrease the income tax and raise the sales tax. First of all, I think we end up on the short end of revenue. We end up in the hole. But even more importantly to me, when you make those two exchanges, you end up with poor people paying a lot larger percentage of the tax burden.
That is Greg Meyer speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck yesterday. There's more to their conversation. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com, and we'll have more coming up later on in the morning on WCHL. It's 6:41. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Coming up next, today's commentary in the way from Alan Colton.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg with Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill. Recently, we were cited by Howe's, an independent internet site that has a lot of photographs and information for people who are looking for ideas for their homes, supplied by trades professionals, architects, designers, remodelers, who are contributing photographs and information to this site. We were recognized as Best of Howe's in 2014 for our service and recognition from our past customers. We're very happy and proud of that, along with our Angie's List Super Service Award for the past 4 years in a row. In large part, these awards can be attributed to the people who work for us, how they are dedicated to their trade, and very happy about what they do. That, plus our ability to communicate with them and our customers, is what makes it possible to win such awards. Go to our website at cedarburgkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie, thank you so much. Freddie, we'll be back in just a few minutes with a look at your morning trivia on WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:43.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. The reason I think President Obama did not go to Paris is because he knew he wouldn't stand out in a crowd of over 4 million French lemmings. So a week late and a dollar short, he sent his own French lemming, Secretary of State John Kerry, with none other than James Taylor in tow, to sing his 1971 hit, You've Got a Friend. The problem, I think, was that the French didn't seem to remember who JT was. But to be fair, in the last half century, the French have also forgotten Cat Stevens, Gordon Lightfoot, and John Denver. I mean, it's not really the fault of the French. Just because you're famous in Chapel Hill doesn't mean you're famous in Paris. But rock stars and folk singers can be arrogant, you know? You're So Vain. I like that song. And there's a reason why we enjoyed watching John Belushi smash the guitar in Animal House. Folkies can be a little annoying sometimes. John Carey should probably have gotten the Rolling Stones to sing Gimme Shelter, a dark song full of dread and foreboding, or maybe even Bob Dylan singing All Along the Watchtower, another dark and apocalyptic song. Or maybe Creedence Clearwater Revival singing Bad Moon Rising, I See Trouble on the Way. I don't mind James Taylor. I think that Geese in Flight and Dogs That Bite, it's pure poetry. But You've Got a Friend? It doesn't rise to the occasion. The song sounds a bit like someone trying to help a girlfriend through drug rehab. It's not heavy enough for helping an entire nation deal with terrorism. And anyway, James Taylor used to campaign a lot for Obama. And what did Obama do? He let all the bad guys out of Gitmo. Well, when you've got a friend like that, who needs enemies? This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina will be in Winston-Salem tonight for a 7 o'clock meeting with Wake Forest. The Demon Deacons, now under the guidance of Danny Manning, are 9-9 on the year, but have been competitive in every game and have been close to pulling out victories with Louisville, Duke, and Syracuse in recent weeks. Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams on tonight's opponent.
Danny Manning is a great young man, not as young as he used to be by any means, a Greensboro native, but he's doing a fantastic job with Wake Forest's team. It was a great hire for Wake Forest and big hire for the ACC to get Danny back involved here in this area. And he's got his club playing really, really well.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
What will be important for the Tar Heels to get out of Winston-Salem tonight with a win?
Well, we've got to rebound the ball. We've got to stop turning it over. I'm about to go crazy with all the dadgum turnovers. We've got to get shots. You know, I can stand at the center line and shoot them, and every now and then I'll make one. You're not going to score any points throwing it out of bounds. So got to cut down on turnovers, rebound the ball, and hopefully hold their percentage down.
Carolina and Wake Forest tip off tonight at 7 o'clock in Winston-Salem. Tar Heel Sports Network airtime is 6 p.m.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
647 WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz, and Nikki Morse joins us now in the studio. And Nikki, I know that you've been busy back there pouring over all the traffic reports and keeping up to date on what's happening in the roadways. But what else is on your mind?
What else is on my mind?
Yeah.
Oh,
I may have opened up Pandora's box here.
I was going to say.
It may be a mistake, Ron.
I could go on and on and on and on and on and then on. What a great day yesterday. Wasn't that the most beautiful day for January?
Really? Yeah. Great.
It was so nice.
Great day to be outside.
Did you get a chance to?
Not much. I mean, I was, working most of the day, but a little bit toward the end of the day when it had cooled down just a little bit, but it was still nice.
It was still nice.
And
I was out.
Today is not going to be quite as nice, but, pretty good.
Hey, glass half full.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's look at it as it's going to be a nice day for January. Maybe not as nice as yesterday, but that's okay.
What is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop got to do with that?
Because it would be really nice to sit outside and enjoy a nice glass of wine because it's a nice day.
Yeah, exactly.
How about that?
Hey, that's really good. I see what you did there. 6:49 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays and a whole lot more on the way.
The BMW Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event is happening now at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs are lower cost with lower mileage and an up to 5-year or 75,000-mile warranty. During the Certified Pre-Owned Elite sales event, lease a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. That's a 2014 BMW 328i for $294 per month. As low as 0.9% financing and a one-payment credit of up to $500 are also available on select Certified Pre-Owned Elite BMWs. Listen to what Donna had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
We were greeted with enthusiasm when we first came into the dealership. Kip, the BMW genius, was very helpful and knowledgeable about the cars we were testing. Steve Slocum and John Hillard made our buying experience easy and effortless. It was overall the best car buying experience I have ever had.
Now that's a wow. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
36-month lease with 10K miles per year based on MSRP of $34,900 and a selling price of $40,325 with $5,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality healthcare. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out ncapa.org.
It's time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the aforementioned glass half full.
Oh, wow, what a convenient.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, what's happening on the roadways, Nikki?
Well, so far so good. No problems to report. 15501, both directions in good shape between Franklin Street and 40, and 40 eastbound, a delay-free trip if you're heading towards RTP or the airport from Highway 86. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you again just a little while here.
Absolutely.
What was the last thing? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
You will?
Okay. Never mind. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks like this. First of all, it is 43 degrees this morning. There is a slight chance of a sprinkle this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny today, high today in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of about 50 degrees. So, weather a little bit on the chillier side. Not really cold, but certainly not as warm as yesterday's weather, but fairly nice. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Mac Davis, remember him? Baby, don't get hooked on me. 73 years old today. Actress Jill Eikenberry, who was on, L.A. Law? She's 68 years old today. Singer-songwriter Billy Ocean. Get out of my dreams and get into my car. 65 years old today. Actor Robbie Benson, who was in a whole bunch of movies, 59 years old today. Actress Gina Davis is 59. Charlotte Ross, who was an actress on NYPD Blue, 47 years old today. Actress Karina Lombard, who got well known by appearing in The L Word on television, 46 years old today. And singer Emma Bunton, otherwise known as Baby Spice of the Spice Girls, turns 39 years old today. So, local celebrities include Craig Jackson, who has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Craig. Hope it's a really good one for you. Happy birthday from all your friends here at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for more trivia, and I'm just sitting here racking my brain. Who could we get to come in here and ask a trivia question?
No other person would be as so idiotic to get up at this hour and come in.
I got it.
Who it?
Freddie Conger.
Yeah, you were right.
When you're here.
I got nowhere else to be.
I got nowhere else to be. I got nowhere to go, man. Nobody loves me.
Back to my rack monster.
Nobody cares. Oh, man, how's it going?
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Nobody knows but Freddie.
Yeah. No. Hey, it's all good, man. Roy Williams and the boys traveling up west on I-40 playing the Demon Deacons. And I'm going to tell you why.
My goodness.
That's going to be a tough one. They play out of their ever-loving mind when they see Carolina Blue.
You can never. They almost beat Duke.
They almost beat Louisville. We'll have our hands full.
You never know about them. You can't take the Deacons for
granted.
And new coach.
Danny Manning.
Yeah.
Who I coached against.
Yeah.
Actually, he was a player for Greensboro Page when... Mm-hmm. Ken Miller, I was an assistant to him at Chapel Hill High School, and Ranzino Smith and all those guys. We went up to Icard, North Carolina, to play Greensboro Page in a district semifinal.
He was a heck of a high school player, college player, and NBA player.
He did all right, and he's going to do all right at Wake Forest.
I think so, too.
He's going to get his people.
Yeah.
Today we're doing presidential inaugurations.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Today would have been a presidential inauguration. One, had we had a presidential election this past November, and if January 20th, the usual day, fell on a Sunday. So, in other words, if Inauguration Day now falls on a Sunday, they have it on January 21st. Who was the first United States president to be inaugurated on January the 20th?
How in the world am I supposed to know that?
There are going to be some people here going to jump all over this like white on rice.
How in the world? Unless you're a history buff.
Well, this is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's
our challenge. We have to help develop and guide our young people in the right direction. How to enter into the environment in which they are living and how diverse that environment is, but at the same time be aware of the difficulties of maneuvering in the environment.
Robert Campbell is today's WCHL hometown hero.
At the end of his great speech, I had a dream. He gave us direction. Go back into your community. Do something to help motivate your community to help bring forth changes. And that is what we're trying to instill into our young people and those who are concerned about social justice and equality for all people. Once we begin to understand the diversity in which we live in and how to communicate, we can begin to bring forth those changes. It's going to take all of us working together to make sure that we do that. Go back home and do something.
Robert Campbell was one of the organizers of all the Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations and events to honor the life and legacy of Dr. King, but he's also well known for his work with the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association. This year, Reverend Campbell continues to focus on positive change.
How do we sit down and have a conversation rather than just a dialogue? A dialogue is when people want to speak to you about how to help you, but have not walked in your shoes and understand what you're going through. A conversation explored both sides of that. So we're engaging in conversation. We are sitting down at the table to help bring forth the changes in the policies that we need, focusing on closing the education gap. We work with the school board and those who make policy for the school boards.
Robert Campbell has worked hard his whole life to bring about change.
We have to cross over those barriers because what affects one neighborhood affects another. And so we are coming out of our neighborhood. We are coming together in social events, having these conversations about how to bring forth these changes. And as we move forward, we'll find out that each one of these conversations bring forth an issue that can be resolved and how do we can go move forward and go into the chambers where the politicians make those decisions about how resources are used to make sure that these programs are implemented.
He's a true community organizer, and Robert Campbell is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
658, great question today from Mr. Kiger. And as always, everybody thumbing through Google and going through all their books and trying to figure out the answer to the question.
I'll give you a hint. It was in the 20th century, and to change the date from March the 4th, which meant another couple of months, if you will, a month and a half,
right?
What would be a time that the nation needed someone to get into executive leadership quickly in the 20th century?
During war
or...
Or a depression.
Exactly. So, follow this. Who would be the first president?
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Your powers of deduction would rival Sherlock Holmes.
All right, yeah. And so it's Shelley Long this morning, our winner this morning, from calling in from Durham with the answer to the question. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, first president to be inaugurated on January the 20th, which was, of course, yesterday's date. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning on WCHL.
It was fun being Michelangelo, but I didn't have a Geico car insurance. You might not believe that a guy who did the Sistine Chapel and some great sculptures would feel unfulfilled, but I never had a Geico, a company that's been churning out savings since 1936. That's over 75 years. Mamma mia! Did I just say that? So take it from a pro, Michelangelo, and switch it to Geico. That rhymed!
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
43 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high today in the upper 50s, about 58 degrees. That's a slight chance of rain this morning. It's 7 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News.